Meeting of the Stafford Borough Council Planning Committee. We have one application to consider this evening. My name is Gareth Jones. I'm chair. I will be chairing this committee. To my right, I have members of the Planning Committee, and to my left, I have members of the Law and Administration Department. Can I ask that everybody will switch their phones off so that we're not interrupted, please? And can I also, as usual, remind people that they have not any privileges, as perhaps the people in Parliament have got. And in considering a decision, we need to focus totally on material planning considerations. And most of those are highlighted in the report. So I'll turn to the papers. We start with the minutes of the previous meetings.
None submitted tonight, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any apologies? Oh, we have apologies and substitutes.
We do indeed. Apologies received from Councillor Peter Jones, who is substituted tonight by Councillor James. Councillor McEwen, who hasn't appointed a substitute, and finally Councillor Pardesi, who is substituted tonight by Councillor Godfrey.
Thank you. Any members' interests that need to be declared or any lobbying? Councillor Trowbridge?
Cabinet member for Leisure, I have sat on the board along with Jill to discuss this, but I have had it confirmed that it is fine to be still sat in.
Jill?
Yes, that's quite right, but Councillor Trowbridge has just said, and I've also been lobbied. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Okay, so we go to the planning application. This report will be presented by Ms. Jessica Allsop. She has not prepared this report, but will present the report.
Sorry, don't keep pressing in.
Yeah. What I said just was that she hasn't prepared the report, but she has kindly agreed to present the report, and thank you very much for doing that. So, the matter that we're considering is in relation to Westbridge Park in Stone. So, I'll hand over to you, Jessica.
Thank you, Chair. The location plan shows the extent of the site outlined in red. This application relates to the site located off Stafford Road, adjacent to the Stafford Stone Canoe Club. The site comprises two parcels of land within Westbridge Park in Stone. Here is an aerial view of the site. To the north of the site there is a supermarket, leisure centre, Scout Hall and the Trent and Mersey Canal with residential development beyond. To the south there is a canoe club house adjacent to the boundary of the site. A car park, the River Trent, which is used recreationally for canoeing and kayaking, and the main road to the site is Stafford Road, which runs parallel to the western boundary. And this is the photo plan for the application. Image one is looking northwest towards the multi-use games area. Image two is looking west towards the leisure centre. Image 3 is looking east towards the sewage pumping station. Image 4 is looking north towards the Marks and Spencers and the canoe club. Image 5 is looking southwest towards the canoe club car park. Image 6 is looking southwest towards Stafford Road. Image 7 is also looking southwest towards Stafford Road. Image 8 is looking northwest towards Marks and Spencers. Image 9 is looking southeast towards the canoe club, and image 10 is looking southwest towards Stafford Road. Plan 1 shows the proposed location plan. The proposal includes a children's play area, a multi-use games area, and a wheeled skate facility, and associated footpaths and landscape improvement works also included in the application. Plan 2 shows the existing site plan. Plan 3 shows the proposed site plan. Plan 4 shows the master plan for the whole of Westbridge Park. Plan 5 shows the children's play area. Plan 6 shows the proposed landscaping scheme. Plan 7 shows the multi-use games area. Plan 8 shows the wheeled skate park facility. And Plan 9 shows a sectional drawings of the wheeled skate park facility. Since the committee paper was published, we've received 4 representations made by external consultees, Staffordshire County Council of Highways Authority, the Environment Agency, Sports England and the Canoe Club. Staffordshire County Highways raises no objection to the proposal. The Environment Agency has requested to disregard the previous comments provided on the 18th of January, stated in the officer's report. In the original response, the Environment Agency has recommended a condition, referred to as Condition 14 in the officer's report, which relates to the provision of a remediation strategy in relation to land contamination. In their latest response, the EA have recommended that an alternative wording condition is requested following their detailed assessment of the information. The condition would read as follows: if during development contamination not previously identified is found to be present at the site, then no further development, unless otherwise agreed in writing by the local planning authority, shall be carried out until a remediation strategy detailing how this contamination will be dealt with and has been submitted to and approved in writing by the local planning authority, the remediation strategy shall be implemented as approved. That's to replace condition 14. That's what they've recommended. Sports England wishes to maintain their objection to the application. It has been requested that condition 6, which relates to construction works, is amended following discussions with the Canoe Club and the agents for the applicant, where it has been agreed all construction work should stop at 4 p.m. It will be up to members to decide whether to accept that. It's currently set at 6 p.m. The applicant has been made aware of the request. It's also been requested that the applicant has requested that conditions of 10 and 11 be removed, which relate to lighting and CCTV provision within the application site. The applicant wishes to clarify that there is no intention to install either CCTV or lighting within the application area itself, but within the wider Westbridge Park development. There are some crime prevention measures set out in the officer's report, paragraph 5.6, which could be sufficient to ensure that sufficient crime prevention measures without the need for lighting and CCTV can be provided. That comes to the end of the updates since the committee report has been put forward. So the application site is within the Westbridge Park, and proposals form part of the wider programme to improve facilities and use of Westbridge Park. Other elements of the programme do not form part of this application. The proposal would enhance and provide a wide range of sports and recreational activities for the local community, catering for children of various age groups, thereby protecting the local green space and enabling the local community the wider access to leisure and sports facilities. Therefore, the principle of development would be in line with the plan for Stafford Borough's vision. Having said the above, the development is not entirely compliant with policy C7 in that the proposed multi-use games area would encroach onto the existing playing field, thereby resulting in the loss of a playing field which is marked as an adult football pitch. The pitch would be retained but would now serve as a children's only pitch. Sports England, the statutory consultee, has objected to the application on the grounds that the application conflicts with their own policy E5, which states that the proposed development is for an indoor and outdoor facility for sport, the provision of which would be sufficient benefit to the development of sport as to outweigh the detriment caused by the loss or prejudice of the use of an area of playing field. Sport England has noted that by citing the multi-use games area within the grounds of the existing playing field, it would reduce the sporting capacity of the playing field to accommodate playing pitches. The alternative playing field proposed would not be capable of accommodating adult FA recommended pitch size. Sport England raises concern about the growth of 16 7v7 and 9v9 teams since the 2019, which would potentially increase the demand for youth and adult 11v11 pitches. Though Staffordshire Council have found that it's not always the case that an increase in junior football means an increase in adult football moving forward. The applicant has noted that a number of those children who drop out of football relatively early as they start at under 7 at the present time. For those who continue, there are other options within Stone, such as Tilling and Walton Common, which are also currently unused. When considering the planning balance, the proposal would provide a significant increase in overall year-round access to sport provision within the site, meeting the need of a much broader range of users than the current condition, providing facilities for basketball, five-a-side, football and tennis, in addition to the retained provision of two grass football pitches together with the wheeled skate facility. The combined benefits of the new facility from both an access to sport and social cohesion points would be viewed would represent a significant benefit to Stone. Although it is noted that the development would be visible from the Stone Conservation Area and the Grade 2 listed Walton Bridge, with the recommended conditions and the public benefit of the site, it is considered that the proposed development would not harm the setting of these historic areas. Some concerns are raised by residents about the existing antisocial behaviour at this site. Staffordshire Police Design Out Crime Officer has been consulted on the proposed scheme, who has advised that the development should be carried out in accordance with the Design Out Crime guidance, and the applicant has explained that there would be CCTV installed around the wider area of Westridge Park, which also cover the site, and the proposed facility would not be lit as it is not anticipated to be used during the hours of darkness. The site would be accessed off the existing access off Stafford Road. The local highways officer raises no objection to the scheme. Concerns were raised over the flooding of the site where the skate park is proposed. The applicant states that the skate park will be water compatible, and the EA raises no objection to the proposal in relation to flooding. The application site is located on a historic landfill known as Westridge Park, and the application is supported by a contamination risk assessment. The EA raises no objection to the proposal subject to the amended condition 14 as previously discussed. Four trees are proposed to be removed within the site boundary, however 15 new trees are proposed to be planted as part of the application. As such, subject to the conditions set out in the report, the loss of these trees is deemed to be acceptable despite the objection from the tree officer. In conclusion, the proposal as a whole is considered to provide a wide public benefit to the community in Stone despite the objections from consultees. The proposal forms part of the wider improvement for the quality and offers diversity of the facilities within the park for the local community through its redevelopment. Thank you.
Mr. Oscarthorpe, would you like to come to the table?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I should have, in my introduction, I should have said that speakers will have 3 minutes to set out their issues. And I'll give you an indication at the end of the second minute of how you're progressing. And when you're comfortable, you can start.
Okay. Sorry, Mr. Chairman, can you just repeat that, please? My hearing is not too good. Just the last bit.
I will You've got 3 minutes.
Yes.
And at the end of the second minute, I'll indicate to you.
Mr. Oscarthorpe, can you press the button? It's the bottom one, so your microphone comes on.
That's it.
Is that fine?
Yep.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. I wish to make a statement on behalf of the football interest in Stone and staff in Stone Canoe Club. The application of Sport England's playing field policy is clear in its protection of playing fields, not just its pitches. The applicant argues that two pitches still fit, so the policy is satisfied. It is not. If you are in any doubt on the effect of loss of space, look at the plans justifying the mugger being turned around across the park and view. This is the only position that two, albeit smaller, pitches can be squeezed onto the site. And whilst the applicant argues a lack of demand for football in Stone, it is clearly not the case. The response from Stone on Lanyons FC, a three-star FA accredited club, testifies to the contrary. Indeed, this season, staff's FA databases show 46 teams for Stone, 27 playing at the foundation site at Lanyons Sports Centre. None of these sites play on the four council pitches. The two Sport England objections support this position, and I therefore request that the application be referred to the Secretary of State for consideration. The mugger is a mitigation for the loss of three tennis courts when the M&S development was approved in 2012. It is not an improvement for this application and is only putting back what is already lost. Rather than ignoring Sports England objection, wouldn't it be better to provide mitigation by improving football facilities elsewhere in the town? Indeed, your own PPS recognises the need for new 3G pitches in Stone. Would this not be an ideal time to commit to this and support football in the town? Stafford and Stone Canoe Club has trained numerous Olympians and Great Britain squad members over the past years. It's growing membership of around 200 and provides 75 junior paddling spaces in sessions throughout the week. Please support the application, but subject to CCTV being installed for the mugger and wheeled sports areas, as the park attracts antisocial behaviour. This is not a potential problem for the future. It's happening now and distressing for members.
You've 1 minute left.
It sometimes stops sessions early on safety grounds. The applicant's response is to reply with more CCTV cameras. They don't solve the problem now, and so do they solve and won't solve the potentially bigger problem in the future. The car park development is a material consideration for this planning application, and it will impact negatively on the club, reducing the club's ability to successfully host several annual events, the attraction of over 180 people from all over the country into the town. Finally, we ask the committee to reconsider the car park proposal by honouring the lease to ensure the new facilities do not harm an extremely successful club.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Convention is, I suppose, you'd have to look because he's an organiser, so you'd have to go first. No, it's not called in.
I know this, this application hasn't been called in, but you, as a member for Stone, do you want to start off, Jill?
Yes, I want to start off. Just bearing in mind what Mr. Oscarthorpe has just said, I heard today that Lanyons have been given accreditation re their football facilities, etc., which is absolutely amazing. Never has Stone needed this facility more. We've got lots of new families, we've got 1,000 new houses, we've got lots of new young families who've moved in. And they need this play area. The rest of the play areas in the town are woefully run down. I just have read all the papers and have been reading the neighbourhood consultations. It's been ongoing. And I find some of the things actually unbelievable and incredible to read. For instance, on page 13, 5.6, it says, the applicant has explained that there would be CCTV installed around the wider area of Westbridge Park, which should also cover the site, and the proposed facility would not be lit, as it is not anticipated to be used during the hours of darkness. What? This is a huge beach area that's used every night of the year, come rain or shine, kids are there using this facility, and it's going to be even more popular for the youngsters to use at night as well as in the day. And the very thought that we're not going to have CCTV coverage and adequately lit, I don't believe it. It's a preposterous suggestion. And, you know, if we haven't got the money to do it now, why can't we, when construction begins, have the underground ducting installed so that in the future, if we do find the money to light the entire area and use CCTV, then that's possible. Flooding, page 37. Paragraph number 10. It talks again about to minimise light pollution and to safeguard the amenities of the area. Well, are we minimising light pollution because of wildlife, insects, or are we actually not thinking about the safety of our youngsters? The next thing that I want to move on to is signage, where it talks about it's a letter from our conservation area, and it says, in terms of signage, it will depend on...
Can you say the page you're on, please?
Well, it's off the planning portal. It's from Samantha, is now Samantha Moss, so I'm led to believe. And it says it will depend on the size of scales, there'll be advertisement consent. From a conservation perspective, we don't want garish colours, reflective finishes and internal illuminations. Well, if you go up to Stonefield Park, it's a tiny little pocket park, and I know I'm not talking about Stonefield Park, but Stafford Borough Council signage there is hideous. We've got two massive white plastic coated signs. It's a tiny park, it wins the green flag year after year. And then we've got two plastic flagpoles, two white plastic flagpoles. So please, where the police talk about signage and the footpaths, can we have in mind that this was a green space, and we don't want to pollute the area with signage that just isn't suitable? It doesn't sit well with me that this exciting prospect of giving this long-awaited facility may deprive other youngsters of both boys and girls and all ages of a football facility. And I think we have to heed what Sport England is actually saying. We promised an amount of money to Alains, which hasn't materialised. And, you know, they're actually giving almost all the football facilities within the town through their school. There's a mention of sites in Stone, Westbridge Park, Mr. Oscar Thorpe has already covered that, and White Mill Lane. White Mill Lane! It's a tiny little area that the kids go and have a kick about on. That's not going to provide football provision. I think I've said probably enough. I am absolutely buzzing about this. It's going to bring huge footfall to the town. People are going to bring their children to a fantastic facility. They're going to go into the high street. They're going to spend in the local shops, in the eateries, the pubs, the bars, the restaurants, and we really welcome that. But we have to be mindful that there are a few things that aren't quite right in this proposal, and I think I've outlined quite a few of them. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.
Please. Through you, Chair. There's a couple of points being raised. In relation to the reference to advertisements, that doesn't form part of this application, and if they were to be coming forward with proposed advertisements that would either fall under permitted development advertisements for the council has, or in fact actually require advertisement consent under its own right. So, but it's not part of this, so that would be dealt with separately through an application if necessary. In relation to the reference to page 37 and point 10 to minimise light pollution, that actually is the that's the reason for condition 10 on page 36. So it's a framing, it's the reason why that condition was requested to be included or was included. So it's just that's actually slightly out of context because we've separated it just for clarification for you. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Councillor Beattie.
Thank you, Chairman. I just had a question on the trees, and the tree officers obviously quite vehement about the protection and preservation of the existing trees. Have we looked really carefully at any alternatives to removing all of these trees?
Well, we're not talking about removing all of the trees, are we?
There were six trees being removed.
Yeah.
I'm talking about all six.
It says four, actually.
Four, are there? There was one in particular that he was very much about.
Yeah, do you want to answer the tree?
There's six mature trees on the site and four are being removed, but then there's 15 imposed to be planted.
I understand that.
Yeah, okay. But I'm not sure what, in relation to the question about removing those trees, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's obviously recognised that the loss of the trees is regrettable. On occasion, there are requirements for the removal of trees. This is obviously carefully considered when putting forward our own application, because it is our own application. The tree officer is a consultee to that process, and obviously this is a planning balance. What we've tried to do in whilst talking to the applicant, which is the other department bringing forward the application, is to try and put in place as much mitigation as possible. But ultimately, it's a planning consideration and it is a planning balance. So we do regret the loss of the trees, but obviously there is going to be additional planting put in place to mitigate that. And it's ultimately for members to make that decision as to whether or not they consider that the mitigation in place is sufficient to outweigh the harm. Obviously, the tree officer is a consultee to the process, so he's only looking at the issues of trees. We as planning officers in making the recommendation look at the whole of the application and provide a planning balance in that respect.
Can you give some indication of when the impact of those newly planted trees would begin to have effect in terms of the task that they've been given in the area?
Normally, in terms of the tree planting scheme, it's normally covered by a landscaping condition, and as part of that, we would be discussing the size of the tree that was the replacement tree, because it's you get a work. There's a vast difference between a whip and a standard or an extra heavy standard. So, but there are obviously the bigger, more mature tree that goes in. There's a couple of things associated with it. One, the cost of that becomes extremely high.
Yeah.
The other is that when you're going, if you're looking for replacement trees, which are the more mature they are, the more likely that they have to, as I understand it, be unsuccessful because you're taking a larger root bowl and moving it. So it is going to be a balancing act in terms of making sure that the trees are correct. Again, it's a planning balance. It's making sure that the trees are sufficient size to provide some cover and some screening. But obviously the trees will need to grow. They're not going to be mature trees. And
they won't be whipped either. No. Fine. I'm happy
with
that answer. Thank you. Can I just ask one more?
Yes.
It was on Canoe Plus parking, and I don't quite understand why they don't think they'll have enough parking.
Chairman, as far as I read it, it was just it seemed to be a concern that there'd be additional visitors generally to the park, and it might impact on their use of the space. Just as simple as that, I think.
But there is a discrete area for parking for the canoe club, which is not going to be affected by this application. That's correct, isn't it?
Yes.
Councillor Cooper.
Thank you, Chair. Just a quick couple of comments on lighting and security cameras. It's a bit of a two-edged sword. First of all, the lighting. I mean, are we talking about security lighting to deter people there? Or are we talking about lighting to enable sports activities to carry on during the hours of darkness? I think if you light it to for security reasons, then ironically it's more likely to attract people than if it was totally dark. This is going on experience I've had in our own village with sports equipment and fields. In terms of cameras, future ducting for cameras and things like that, again we've installed CCTV and they are not powered, they are remote, they are wireless and very effective. And the few occasions we've had people get up there in the dark who've caused damage, they've been caught very clearly with the infrared cameras that are up there. And they were very easy to fit retrospectively. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Angela.
Thank you very much, Chairman, and good evening, everyone. Can I just ask, is there not some football pitches? I mean, Councillor Hood might be able to answer this. Outside Stone on the off field, is it Domino's Football Club, or have I got that wrong? I know they were there in existence a few years ago.
Yeah, they are there.
If they're still there.
Lots.
They are. Yeah. So the football pitches are still there, which is not far out of Stone, is it?
No.
No.
Okay. Just on the proposal,
yeah. Oh, sorry.
I'm trying not to say much. Because I've been involved in the management team of this right from the start, so I'd rather listen to everybody else. But during those meetings, we've all seen this come through in different stages, and we've all been very excited about it. And so there's a few little bits there that I understand Mr. Oscar Thorpe's frustration about football, because football is your work, I know. But there's one of the main things that Stone Town Council said was really important to the people of Stone was an events space. And so we did everything to make sure there could still be events on there. And we went down all sorts of routes to try and make everything work for what everybody wanted. Well, I know you can't please everyone all the time, but I do think this is a very good concept that we've got here.
Right. Well, sure. We have a proposal.
We don't have a proposal yet, but
I'll second that.
So Councillor Beattie proposed, Councillor Edgeler seconded for approval. Is that
for approval? Yes.
Yeah. As set out. Did you want to say? Yes.
Yeah, I think it's best to explain again the process that we will need to go through.
Yeah.
Because of Sport England's objection.
Yeah.
We need to go through to make a submission as to what our view is to the Secretary of State, who will then consider it in conjunction with the Sport England's objections. And then see what the result of that will be. So we need to structure the proposal with that in mind. So your proposal, if I understand it, without putting words in your mouth, is that we do submit this application for consider in the hope that the Secretary of State will look favourably on it from an approval standpoint.
Chairman, I would say that we recognise and appreciate the comments made by Sport England, but in the context of the wider benefit to Westbridge Park and to the people of Stone, we've weighed that in the balance against in the planning balance against the comments that have been made by Sport England.
The committee have weighed that in the balance.
We the committee, and we are conscious that there are other alternative opportunities for football, and we will be mindful of looking after the interests of footballers in the future.
So that is a proposal which you Councillor Edgar, seconding. you want to make
a
comment?
Yes, I'd just like to reply to the Yonfield Park. Just bear in mind that all of the football that has been mentioned in the document by Mr. Oscar is within walking distance. We talk about the green factor, our environment, our carbon footprint. If we're all going to go trundling up Yonfield Lane with our children in their cars, then we're adding an enormous amount of carbon. We can mitigate what Sport England is saying about the loss of football. We can mitigate, keep our promise to Alains and give them the money that we've said we're going to, so they can then hugely increase the conditions of their football pitches. Thank you, Chairman.
Yeah, we obviously clearly can't do that at this meeting. It's not our role to.
No, but it was brought up about Yonfield Park, so I was just explaining why that's not considered.
We're focusing here on this application before us. Did you want to come back?
I think that was the comment I was going to make, but also I'm not quite sure whether Councillor Hood is in favour or against this application because of the comments that she's making.
Well, we have a proposal and we have a seconder.
Chairman, could I just to clarify, it is a proposal to permit, as set out in the report, as per the Office of Recommendations. That's with those amendments to the conditions that Jessica mentioned. And it's to approve with the recognising that it will mean an automatic referral to the Secretary of State.
That's right. So that's the role of the committee this evening is to consider this proposal with a view to it going to the Secretary of State with the hope that he will approve, take it further down the road.
Basically the process is we refer it to the Secretary of State. The Secretary of State has a set period of time in which to consider whether or not to call the application in. They may decide that they're completely content after reading what we submit, the report, and also considering the information submitted by Sport England, that they do not wish the application to be called in, and they will then come back to us and we will then be able to issue the decision in accordance with the resolution of this committee. If they don't, then they will recover the application and it will be dealt with through a call-in inquiry, at which point we will then put forward our case why we think the planning balance is and how we think we've mitigated the objections being put forward by Sport England. So those are the two options that will happen. Either they'll send it back and say happy to go, or alternatively they will call the application in.
Councillor Trowbridge.
I just wanted to ask the time frame of that, because we've got 1.5 million to spend here. We haven't got 1.5 million and another 100 quid tucked away somewhere. And so, obviously, the longer this is going to take, the less money we'll have to spend.
Yeah, but we're not in control of that time level.
No, that's why I was just asking the time frame, so I've got it in my head.
I think it's 28 days to make the decision.
Yes, by the sound of it, it's not that we're talking about 28 days.
Can I just make a comment, Chairman, and say I think this is absolutely fantastic facility. and there's places in Stafford that will give the right arm to have some of this facility. Yeah, I think it's absolutely spot on. Thank you.
We'll take the vote, and you know, as it's been explained, that in taking the vote we commence a process, and we're voting to allow that process to commence. So those in favour of that, please indicate.
Did you want
to? Yeah, I'll vote.
The 10 with the chairman.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
And then we move on just to the appeals.
And then we go. You're welcome to withdraw now if you want to. We're just going through further in the agenda.
Page 41, Mr. Chairman.
So can I ask you to turn to page 41, please?
Give them a chance to
get
out and find the doors.
Could you give me just 2 seconds?
Okay, we go to page. Are we all sat with page 41 over in front of us? I'll ask you to take us through it.
Yes, no problem. Just running through them, we've obviously got a number of appeals in front of us. There's a couple of. We had two appeals. Someone was going to do it. He was about to do it. I do apologise. The situation is that, as you can see, we've had various applications dismissed and allowed. Probably most notable for members is the partial award of costs on an application that was dismissed. So we had an unusual situation where we won an appeal, but we got hit for court of costs. It does happen, it is within the provision. It's basically where the inspector considers the part of our argument wasn't substantiated, and therefore found against us on the basis that they considered that we acted unreasonably in part as a reason for refusal. Obviously that's something we need to be very mindful of moving forward, to make sure that we have robust reasons for refusal, and all of them are as robust as possible. There was another one where the appeal was allowed, and a full award of costs was allowed against us on the basis that the inspector was of the view that we had, as part of the inquiry process, introduced three new subjects which weren't previously covered. Obviously that's their position. The council put forward the case. It's something we obviously need to be mindful of. But it is a war against us, and obviously that's something we will have to pay.
Any questions on that? Okay, that covers that. That covers that item number 6. Well, thank you very much for your attendance. I draw the meeting to a close. Thank you very much. Good night.